Welcome to Jalking. Yeah. Jalking 101.
Pages are stuck together.
I mean, you're not technically jizzing when you're jalking. Aren't you just stretching your dick out in hurtful ways?
Yeah, I guess you are. I mean,
not that I've tried, I'm just
that
saying.
Leads to jizzing for me anyway. I don't know which episode number this is. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun. I'm going to look that up real quick. I'm Chester.
This sounds as good as my intro. Right? This is Lorenzo.
This is Mark.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got two dreamers in the studio with me this week.
Not for long.
This is episode 24 of You Guys Are No Fun. Ryan just got back from Taiwan. He is sleeping it off. Bang too many lady boys.
Yeah,
warm
probably.
Them out, man. Warm them up.
Yeah.
It's not jet lag. it's dick lag. Is what he's catching up on.
I heard he joined the Half Mile High Club while he was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you just jerk it off in the bathroom by yourself.
I've been there. I'm a member. Card-carrying member.
I'd be scared to do that. What if somebody walks in on you while you're doing it? Like, mid-jerk.
Oh.
There's a lock on the fucking bathroom door.
Is there?
Have you never flown?
I've never gone to the restroom. I'm terrified of planes, so I won't stand up in the plane until it stops.
Talking directly into your mic for me.
I am. You just have me really low.
Okay. I'll turn you up. I should probably fade this out. I'm running the boards today, so expect a shit show.
Don't we always?
Yeah, I was going to say every week's a shit.
Well, Ryan's got this down to an art. I have no idea what I'm doing. Well, let's start off with some bad beers.
All right, perfect.
All right.
What did you bring for us today?
Well, let me see here. You guys can fight over these. I've got Hell or High Watermelon. And what is this? Lagunitas Dark Swan Sour Ale. You said you wanted the Lagunitas.
Let's continue to look.
that's for you. Exactly.
We'll keep seeing what we have.
That's for you. And then you can have the Hell or High Watermelon.
All right. Hell or High Watermelon.
Unless, Mark, I've actually had the Pink Vapor Stew already.
I've had the Pink Vapor Stew as well.
You got your vapor over there.
Well, I have another one here if you want to try this one.
Well, what's this one you got? Flying Fish Grand Cru. Did you bring that for yourself?
No.
Okay.
What's that one you just dropped in there?
Watermelon.
Another watermelon beer.
It has your name written all over it.
You want that watermelon? You don't want the sour?
I've never had melon-flavored beer, so I can't imagine it's good.
All right, so you guys can both have watermelon-flavored beer.
Well, this one's a sour ale, too, and you can always...
I fucking hate sours. I actually had that one. We did that one once on the show.
Oh, really? Is it pretty bad?
Yeah. All right, so I'll drink the Winter Reserve here, Belgian-style golden ale. It doesn't sound terrible. From Flying Fish Brewing Co. They're not bad. Is there a bottle opener?
Hang on here.
I've got one on my keychain, too. I just like using the bad beer bottle opener.
I wanted to see the hammer come out if it's still here.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
I already opened this.
Is this the one I gave you?
Did you give me this? I thought Adam did, but
I gifted
it
to you. When I got Shadow of War.
Shadow of War? This thing's fucking awful. It is so hard to open a beer with this thing. Yes. All right.
All right, let's see what this is all about.
Okay, Flying Fish, good brewery. It's got a purple label. Is that why you thought it might be bad?
No, I was the Flying Fish. Just I don't know.
Okay.
Anything with fish in it the
smells
title.
Like a regular old lager. That's not terrible.
What's in there? Is there anything worth mentioning?
No, not really.
Not really?
Belgian-style golden ale. Rich flavors help complement the foods and spirit of the season.
Well.
Yeah.
Nothing great?
Damn. Not terrible.
I just looked at it as like Flying Fish. That sounds awful.
It doesn't look good, yeah.
Yeah. A complex mouthfeel, prominent malt flavors, and spicy hop presence are followed by a clean, flavorful finish. I mean, I sound a little pretentious, honestly. What do you guys got there? What do you got, Mark?
I got Lost Coast Brewery Watermelon. It's got a, it's a pinkish can. It's like a salmon-colored can with a farmer dude with a watermelon head.
Yeah, it's 5%. His head's been sliced off, and there's a face inside it.
Yeah, so it's a watermelon wheat ale, 5%, so... Let's see.
Do it.
Smell that. Smell that watermelon.
It doesn't really smell watermelon-y.
Oh, I should have passed this around if you guys want to try it.
I'll try it.
Okay, so. Hold on.
It's a little skunky. I think it's a little skunky, but.
This one's also warm.
Oh, yeah, he just, he didn't refrigerator.
No, I did put him in the refrigerator, but it wasn't like
yesterday. It here, you guys can try it. I'll finish it, but it's,
so
it tastes like watermelon. Like, it has a back flavor of watermelon. I can taste it, but it's definitely a sour beer.
Oh, that's prominently tastes like, ugh.
You can taste the watermelon there. Like, it hits you in the dick.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. That artificial watermelon flavoring.
Wouldn't be able to have a six pack.
Kind of like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Except not good.
Except, yeah.
Awful. It's not terrible. It's not the worst I've had.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Arrogant Bastard or anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll see. It's
okay.
Hell or High Watermelon. Really? We got two watermelon beers here?
Apparently.
We need to stop going and meeting up at the same time. That's what we need to stop doing.
Right?
I show up at the liquor store, look who I run into.
Well, he's always at the liquor store, so that's your chances of running into him are high.
Both times we've run into each other, I've come in and he's already there.
Oh, and you guys aren't planning this?
No. No.
We live near the same Total Wine, so. Oh.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things, like, I'm there and I'm looking, and then all of a sudden I see this guy walk up, he's like, hey, what are you doing here? Like, come on, bro.
Probably the same thing you're fucking doing here, right?
Right? We're going to have to schedule visitation rights.
Yeah. So it's by 21st Amendment Brewery, so it's not bad. We'll see how it tastes, though.
What's the 21st Amendment? Was that the ended prohibition? I bet it was.
I think it was.
Amendment 21... mandated nationwide prohibition on alcohol. Okay, it repealed the 18th Amendment. The 18th Amendment was the one that started prohibition. 21st Amendment.
Wiped it out. You can definitely taste more of the watermelon than the other one.
Yeah.
That's for sure. This one, it's okay, but it's still, it's
not overpowering.
I wouldn't go out of my.
Oh, that's good, because this one's definitely not.
Well, you know, the Lagunitas one I offered you.
I mean, I might drink that one also.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh, the aftertaste.
See, I would rather drink the other one than this. Even though this one is cold.
That one's not terrible. It tastes like jeans.
like you're sucking on a denim.
Like a good pair of Levi's.
Just tastes straight jeans.
Like fresh from like JCPenney, just you're jean. Like,
Denim.
Now I'm gonna go over to JCPenney and see this guy licking jeans.
That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of what like jeans smell like. I don't know. He's like,
this is how I pick my jeans. Don't judge me.
They're licking the pants.
Oh god.
These are too blue.
These are too blue. I'm never gonna get these.
Yeah. Oh, these taste like watermelon.
These things like watermelon, yeah.
So, I guess we got that out of the way. Those beers are terrible. This one's not bad, though.
I didn't taste that one. Let me see that one.
It's not something that I would drink by choice ever again. Not that this was really by choice.
It smells like weed. Oh, you know what?
Think so?
Like when I...
A little skunky?
Unless there was residue on the bottle, but when I pulled it to my nose, it smelled like weed.
I don't think you know what weed smells like.
I smelled it once or twice before in seventh grade. I'm sure it hasn't changed its smell.
Mota.
That's what it's called.
So, Mark, you haven't been on the show in a while. What's new with you? What's going on?
Same old, same old. Still dodging people that I promise to play games with occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that.
I noticed.
And it's not intentional. I think I make too many plans, and I have every intention of wanting to play, but yeah. I just never get on.
That's all right.
I usually stick to like a few games at a time, and then I gradually forget about those games, then move mm-hmm. on, which you've probably noticed too. Right now, I've been wanting to continue playing Sea of Thieves. That I do want to play. I only played it for one day. It was fun from what I played. A bit limited, but
I have complaints. Yeah. Have you played it at all?
I wanted to, but I haven't got into it yet. I really want to hear what your guys' thoughts are, because they say it has a lot of potential, but it still leaves you wanting more.
It's not a finished game.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not. And they've said it themselves, which I don't know why they put it out as a full release instead of a early access or something, but...
Probably, I mean, it's Xbox.
I think on Xbox they can have early access.
Really?
It's PlayStation where they can't have early access games on there.
Yeah.
They have to have the tag beta on PlayStation, but Xbox can definitely have early access games.
Okay.
But well, what were your complaints with?
I don't like that there's no real progression.
Yeah.
You could invest days of your life to this game, and the only things you can buy are cosmetic with the in-game currency.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't think there was any microtransactions, at least not yet. But we all know how much people love to spend real money on purely cosmetic shit. Yeah, Mark does it all the time.
I got this really cool outfit the other day.
Why? Right? Right?
You look cool. Because you look fucking cool, that's why.
No, I get it. Because, like, I mean, I played Destiny, and, like, a ton of people spend money on that game to have, like, certain dances or certain things. Yeah. And it's just, like, I just play the game just to play the game.
Right. It doesn't add anything to the experience anyway.
But I understand. No, I understand. Like, you know, it's just another aspect of the game. Like, mm-hmm. they want to make extra money, but it only can go so far. Like, if you're willing to spend that extra money, you're going to go all in. But there's going to be a lot of people out there that are not going to do that.
Yeah, you're going to have people that are going to spend and people that aren't going to spend. And they feed on people like me that are going to spend. I don't spend in every game, though. And, like, I won't spend because... You're right. Sea of Thieves doesn't have microtransactions right now, but they did say they're going to put microtransactions in the future.
Really? I figured.
But they've already detailed what those are going to be. It's not going to be like a loot chest or like a gamble. It's going to be, you know what you're buying. So it's like, hey, buy this ship skin for $5 or buy this peg leg for $10.
It would be like you could buy the in-game gold.
No, they're not going to do that.
No.
They said it's only going to be cosmetics and you can buy the cosmetic that you want, which I actually think is a better... option than rolling the dice.
Yeah, that's exactly like Monster Hunter World.
Yeah,
they're doing the same exact thing right now, where they give like specialty outfits for certain things, but they're not going to put a DLC where you have to buy it. Everything's going to be free for the game. So I think it would be cool if they do that, because I'd rather know what I'm exactly purchasing and not just buying like loot crates where it's like...
Well, it's gambling. It's gambling is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's legal.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll be honest.
Yeah, it is. Because it's a big war right now with those loot crate things.
Yeah.
It is gambling. Because it really is like, it's a, you know, however many shots you can take on this crate, and are you going to get what you're looking for? No.
Yeah. Well, some games do it better than others. Like, there's some games that I play, a lot of the Chinese developed games, or even if they're published in China and they come over here, their loot crates are like by far the worst because they have the smallest chance to get something that you actually want.
Yeah.
You're usually going to get garbage every single time.
So these are the Chinese games?
Yeah, like that Arena of Valor that I've been playing. Mm-hmm. It's a huge game in China. It's been the biggest game in China for the past 2 years. It recently came over here to the U.S. about 2 months ago. And they have some kind of loot crates in there. And you can spend real money, and just get basically like gems, which aren't worth anything.
Yeah.
Versus like skins or champions and stuff like that. So... But then you have games like Overwatch that I think they do a good job of doing skins and stuff, and they're pretty fair, and
especially with their events.
They have events, and you can you don't have to buy loot crates in Overwatch. You can literally unlock everything by playing, but it just how long are you going to play to put the time in?
Yeah.
I mean, I play quite a bit of Overwatch too, and it's like it's cool that you have the opportunity to at least win the outfits or whatever that you want, but. You know, you are going to still have those crazy people out there that are like, oh, I'm going to spend like $200, make sure I get everything. Like,
yeah, I won't do that. I think Overwatch and probably League of Legends are the two games I spent the most money on as far as like dropping in-game money. And it hasn't even been that much. I think, well, League of Legends has. That's like over like $800. But that's since that's like in the last 9 years though.
Oh, overall for nine years isn't bad. Okay,
yeah, since 2009, for the amount of hours I put into that game.
Yeah. And that's why you play Arena of Valor.
Yeah.
Because it's League of Legends.
Yeah. And I just got back into League of Legends like a week ago. So,
yeah.
But the games that I play the most, and if they're free to play games, I mean, I'd rather, you know, help support them, I guess, in a little way. But I'm not those people that will throw like thousands and thousands and thousands, because there are people out there that will do that.
Yeah. The new one now is Fortnite, and it's the same thing. Like, everything's free, but every single outfit it's good amount of money that you're going to be spending.
Oh, yeah. I actually played their other game, Epic's other game called Paragon.
Paragon, yeah.
Well, they closed that game down, and it's shutting down, and I actually spent like $300 in that game just overall, and they refunded me back the money, which was cool, because I didn't think they were going to refund anybody. But they refunded everybody back, and they actually put the money either in PayPal or into Fortnite.
Okay.
So I had it in I just had them transfer to Fortnite, and yeah, I have like $300 worth of Fortnite coins just to buy a bunch of shit, but...
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
But now that I have all that there, I just see that huge amount. I haven't bought anything now. It's like... But I want to. There's like a lot of cool skins, because Fortnite does a good job of putting some...
Can you link awesome your... Because they just put it on mobile.
You can.
And can you link that account so that your in-game currency is available on both?
I'll tell you right now if the in-game currency is available on both. I know the skins are.
The skins are? Okay.
Yeah. That's across all... four platforms: phone, Xbox, PC, and PlayStation.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, just to dial it back up for a second, the Sea of Thieves. Like, I was hoping and expecting that you could buy, like I said, upgrades, like maybe armor your boat or have a faster boat or a better sword or better guns, armor for your character that would increase your hit points, stuff like that. But no matter what you do in the game, you always are exactly the same as everyone else.
Really?
And I don't like that necessarily. I mean...
like, there's no individuality, like, whatsoever.
Well, I mean, there's skins. There's cosmetic stuff. But, like, there's four weapons you can choose from. You can have two at a time.
Yeah.
That's so, cool. Sword, pistol, blunderbuss, or sniper.
Well, you got some money there in Fortnite.
Yeah, like, but see, it transfers over. Like, it transfers over my currency. Yeah. And also progress transfers over. But, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you can even have that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's that kind of sucks.
And so far, there's only three kinds of missions.
I've only seen the same one.
Really?
It's go to this island, find a fucking chest, and then carry it back to your boat and take it back to land.
Well, there's that. Then there's the missions where you have to go to this island and kill a bunch of skeletons.
Oh, are those ones with the skull above them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've done all those.
You mean the skull floating over in the sky?
Yeah.
No, that's different.
That's like hardcore missions.
Like, you can go talk to, there's like a chick with a crystal ball on the outpost
island. It's an actual mission you can get. Okay.
And then there's the merchant missions where you have to go and capture pigs or chickens and then deliver them.
That's true. I did hear about that.
And those are the only three types, and they just sailing between islands is boring as shit. It's just, I don't know.
How long does it usually take to sail from one to the other?
Well, if all you need to do is go to the next island over, I'd say maybe two or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to find, it's like deliver three white chickens.
Okay.
So you're sailing around these islands. You got one guy up in the crow's nest with his, you know, looking glass.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you're just like cruising past an island, you circle the island. Are there any chickens on this island? No. Let's go to the next island. Any chickens on this island? No. Let's go to the next island. Then you get to it. Okay, there's chickens on this island. Are any of them white? We have to go look at all these chickens. It's just kind of tedious.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think the reason why they didn't have like upgraded stats is because that would be a little unfair. Because what if I had been playing the game for like hours and hours and hours and you just joined and somehow we make it to the same island? I'll just completely destroy you with like two shots because maybe my armor is like way higher.
Well,
my damage is
I
way higher.
I get that, and it's kind of a battle royale thing.
At that point,
everyone
starts
on the same playing field. But for me, if I'm going to invest time in it, I need a reward.
Yeah, I'd like a different progression system.
I don't give a shit what my boat looks like. I don't give a shit what my character looks like. I can't even see my character. It does not let you go to third person view.
It does. Really? Well, if you do the emotes, it does.
Oh, so it's exactly like Destiny. So you see like their arm.
Yeah. And then you do like a dance. Or you sit or you lay or you sleep and then you can see yourself. But that's the only way you can see yourself. Other than if you have weapon skins, then you can see those, but you can't see yourself.
I don't give a shit. I bought a golden shovel thinking maybe it would dig faster because digging for treasure is a pain in the ass. No. No, it's just it looks a little different.
It's gold.
Don't give a fuck.
Here you go.
Right? is there anything else that you've been up to? I mean, Arena of Valor.
Arena of Valor. I mean, that's just what I play, but
League of Legends on mobile.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear League of Legends. Battlerite is actually a game I've been playing. I played it when it first came out in beta last year, and it just went free to play, which was their original plan about 2 months ago. There was this game I used to play way, way back in the day called Bloodline Champions. It's an arena brawler. It's like a top-down isometric 3v3 or 2v2. Mm-hmm. And you literally just fight the other people. That's all you do. And you have different characters, and they have different abilities or whatever. But it's pretty hardcore because it's all skill shot-based. So you move with WASD, and you aim with your mouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you have shitty aim, you're going to do terrible, but you'll get better at it because I don't have the best aim. But I've played that a lot. That's a fun game. It's pretty cool, and it fills that Bloodline Champions void that I was missing because that game died a while back. And I consider that my hardcore game that I play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Lorenz, I don't know if you're familiar with his resume. He used to own PlayStationInsider.com.
Still own it.
You still own it, but you kind of shut it down. Had employees and all that fun stuff. They wrote about PlayStation News. He also worked for Dual Shockers.
Oh, wow.
For a bit. Wrote for Dual Shockers. So he's not just some Mexican I found at Home Depot. He does have there's a reason to bring him on the show.
You play games? Get in the back.
Right? I need someone to play a way out with me. Get in.
Yeah.
So what about you, Lorenzo? What have you been up to? I see you playing Monster Hunter all the fucking time.
Yeah, I spend most of my time on Monster Hunter.
I need to just pay for the fucking PlayStation Plus. So
what do you play? You play on PlayStation?
Yeah, I play on PlayStation right now.
How many players can you play online with?
Four.
Four?
Up to four, yeah.
We just need to throw it in the bag. You know
just
what?
Just give in.
While you guys are talking, I'm going to look up a decent price for PS Plus.
Yeah, PS Plus, I mean, it's usually like I pay every 6 months. I think it's like 20-something bucks. But I always go now during Christmas time, and they always do like $30 for a year. So I was like, well, I'll just fucking spend the $30.
I'm not going to wait that long.
No, I know not right now, but I'm just saying around Christmas time, it makes sense.
That's the best time to do it.
It makes sense, you know, like just pay for the fucking year and get it over with and not even think about it.
Maybe I'll do 6 months.
Yeah, because that's... And it's worth it. Like, I mean, I have a lot of friends that play PlayStation Plus, and so, like, a lot of games that are on there right now, especially Monster Hunter, like you said, I've almost had 200 hours already on that game.
Wow.
And especially since they just dropped the new monster in there.
Were they calling him Pickle Joe?
Yes, he looks like a pickle. He looks like a really pissed off pickle. Devil Joe? But some of the gear that he drops is well worth it. I mean, beyond just fighting monsters all the time, you can always upgrade your stuff or make something better. And they have so many weapons. So it's not like you're just going into this game and like, well, I'm just going to learn how to play this one weapon and be it fit, you know, just good enough with it and not try anything else. Because I feel like I really want to play some of these other weapons and it just gives so much more to the game.
My roommate started using the bow and arrow and he loves it.
Oh, okay. So I'm really good at using the charge sword, but I want to start using the battle horn because I've been watching people use it in my group, and I'm like, man, like having all these attack boosts and health boosts and everything, we're just tearing through whatever we're fighting.
Nice.
And it helps out like a ton.
Okay.
So I just want to, and actually, I think when they dropped Devil Joe, they gave the best battle horn out there.
Oh, yeah?
And it's, it's a large attack boost and a large health boost and then a health regen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think they're really trying to make people use this weapon because it's the least used weapon right now.
Yeah. I think it's misunderstood.
It is. It really is. And it's super easy.
When I first started playing the game, I was like, ooh, bagpipes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play with the bagpipes and see what this is about. And it just seemed like it was complicated as fuck.
Yeah. Actually,
you have to memorize all these combos that I'm just not going
to
do.
Actually, the hardest one to use is the one that I use right now, which is the charge sword.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. By far. Because you have to, like, you're shielding, you're switching to the axe. Well, I don't know. Have you played it at all?
A little bit, just like the first two missions.
Okay, so like you start with a shield and a sword.
Yeah, which I heard that's like the easiest for beginners to start with.
So you start with a shield and a sword, but the shield and sword go together to make one giant axe. Mm. And you have to build files, and those files will go into your shield. And then you build files again, and then you turn it into what they call the super amped element discharge. And that drops like into an axe again, but it hits the ground, and it shocks the whole ground underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like people can't understand that you have to charge the shield, then you have to charge it again, and then you can use that. Huh. I see people just swinging away, and as soon as you get to a certain point, they'll be overcharged, and you whatever you're hitting, you're just bouncing your sword off of it. Mm. And obviously you're not doing damage when you're just like, ding, like, okay.
Yeah. Huh.
But yeah, like I like the game. There's a lot to offer there. There's so much playability. Like you can spend hours on it.
I liked it too.
Yeah. And
there's progression. You.
Oh yeah.
You definitely can upgrade your gear like fucking crazy. And
oh yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and like the gem slots and all this other stuff, and you can build it however you want. Like for me, like I have certain things on my character that you know low level people would use, but it helps my build.
Yeah.
You know, it's really.
What's your level? Your hunter rank?
I'm in the 80s right now.
Jesus Christ.
I'm in like the twos.
Six.
Yeah, I'm in the 80s. I'm really trying to get to 100 before the first actual like DLC area that they're going to come out. So, but it's kind of funny because like my buddy that I play with most of the time, I'm not saying that he's getting burnt out with it, but he plays so many other games. And we were talking about Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
And he really likes Borderlands.
I love Borderlands.
So we decided, like, okay, so we'll replay Borderlands because they really officially came out with a time frame when they're going to release Borderlands 3. And I was like, dude, I'm going to be all over this game. Like,
I hope it's better than the pre-sequel.
Oh, it will
be. Because I never completed the pre-sequel.
It was terrible.
What was your biggest, both your guys' biggest complaints about the pre-sequel?
Just the constantly having to, the back and forth missions.
Yeah. Mm.
And the fact that you ran so fucking slow. Like, being able to double jump and, like, I had never really worried that much about running out of oxygen. It just didn't seem to be that much of a factor. But the fact is you had to constantly run back and forth and that you had to run super fucking slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't have that Borderlands feel to it.
Yeah.
Like especially now that I'm playing it again, you know, it's like you go in there and you're just shooting wherever and you're just tearing everything up and you're like, man, this feels so much fun.
Yeah.
Like
you guys doing the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Second one, yeah.
The second one's where they really mastered it.
Yeah. And I think, like, now that they have, like, a official, like, time frame, I think they said in March of next year is when they really want to be done with the game and have it out. So
that'd be nice.
Okay. A year from now? Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. So I've, you know, obviously.
2019's game of the year. Predicting.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
You got Red Dead coming out, too.
Oh, that's coming out this year, though.
We'll see.
That's 2018's game of the year.
We'll see.
You think it'll be pushed back again?
Yes. Fuck yes, it will. I don't even believe Far Cry 5 is going to come out next week or whenever.
No, I thought it came out already, didn't it?
Yeah,
I thought it came out yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of stuff on Kotaku.
Yeah.
They're going to push it back.
Yeah.
Nope. We're released on Detroit comes out. Oh, that's me.
Okay. I want to play that,
dude,
too.
We were talking about that last time. Detroit,
that's one of the games
so
that
good.
It made me break down and finally get a PS4.
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah, that one looks really good. And I don't know. Did you play Heavy Rain?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
I only played it through once. I didn't, like,
go through all the different stories. Right. Like, you can change the whole setup however you want.
Yeah, I only played it through the one time. Because I was borrowing it, and my buddy wanted it back, so he could play through it again. It's like, all right, dude, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's a quick game, but it's still, like, the storytelling. And, you know, that's one of the craziest things. Like, people always say, like, I go to movies for, you know, the entertainment factor. Well, dude, I play games for the entertainment factor.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many games that have great stories.
Yeah.
I love the Uncharted story. Like, the whole story that they tell for that whole entire game. It feels so, you know, it's like...
And it really irritates me when they make movies out of these games that are terrible. Already fucking epic stories. You don't need to put it on the big screen.
Yeah, I agree.
I've already experienced this. I'm not going to go sit in a room for 2 hours and watch them water it down and...
Well, they made it, like, we'll use this for example, like, Assassin's Creed.
It's awful.
It was a great game, but when you put it into a movie form, it's just like, God.
Well, they fucked it up. They focused on the wrong aspects of the story. Like, I want the time trap, murder through time is what I always call it. I want that. And in that movie, it was all about the present day, which is the most boring fucking shit.
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm in a prison. And they want me to relive these memories. But we're not going to talk about that part.
Sounds cool.
We're going to talk about my time in prison.
Now, could you imagine, like, somebody who's never played the game series before and being like, you know what? I'm going to watch this movie first, and then I'm going to get into the game. You're going to look at the movie and be like, God damn, this is shit. Like, right. I'm not going to play that
None
game.
None of this makes any sense.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is
not going to play the game.
Yeah. Boring. So what have you been up to, Chester? Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Of course.
I just pulled the classic Ryan guilt trip. Horizon Zero Dawn. I platinumed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It actually wasn't that hard. There's like only one trophy that was kind of a pain, and I just looked on the internet and how to do it. Hmm. I fucking loved it. That story is so good.
Yeah.
Such an epic story. Tempted to do the new game plus, but I don't really care that much. Mm. Tempted to pay for the DLC, but it's $20. And I don't know.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
It depends on how much content there is, you know.
Probably not a whole lot.
I guess I borrowed the game from you, so I haven't actually paid anything for this great experience. Maybe I'll pay the $20.
Have you played The Witcher?
Oh, that's...
I played The Witcher 2 for a little bit.
Oh, okay. The Witcher 3 is probably the best one in the series. And that, you'll get your money's worth.
Oh, easy.
No matter what price you pay.
Well, that's why I haven't, is because it's such a huge fucking game, and I'm like, I don't know if I can devote that much time.
It's also one of those that sucks you in, though.
Yeah.
It's
like,
it has great gameplay, so
you
it's
like
not...
things that suck me in.
So do I.
No, but that's definitely one of those ones that, like, if you're wanting to invest in getting a great game, that would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's play, like, the playability for it is fantastic. It's one of those ones that, like, as soon as you're at work, you're like, man, I can't wait to get home to play this again.
Yeah.
Nice. That's how I was with Horizon Zero Dawn. Like, I really was looking forward to playing it. It was a really fun game.
Yeah.
I played Paladins on PS4 finally with Kay Sinner.
How long ago did you play that?
Our UK fan. 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's done, right?
They changed it. Well, yeah, they changed a couple things because there was like a lot of backlash from the community about the
auto aim.
The pay to win aspects.
Oh, was there some pay to win?
Yeah, like with the cards. The way they changed the cards up, it was like, well, now you can spend money, get crates, and unlock better cards, and your cards leveled up and they gave you better abilities or whatever, but they reverted all that. They took that all away. So that's 100% gone. And now everybody has every single card or something. So I think that's what they did. But
you can upgrade the cards by collecting more cards.
There's no upgrade. Oh, the cards upgrade, but there's nothing that you don't have to have more of the same card to upgrade it. It's when you build your like loadout deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can have 15 points across five different cards, and you decide how many points you want to put in each card.
Huh.
So you can upgrade them, but you can upgrade them. Everyone is on the same playing field.
Okay.
Yeah, so they changed it a lot, and they lost a lot of their player base when they did the cards thing at first, but then once they removed it, everyone came back. So
I'm sure K-Center will let me know that you're wrong.
Oh, no.
Diehard Paladins. And then I'll pass that knowledge along to you.
He plays on PS4?
Yeah.
He's not a good Paladins player.
Oh, wow. We're already going to that.
Shots fired.
Just saying that right now.
The shot heard around the world over here.
This auto aim ass.
Right. Damn.
You can turn auto aim off, I think, can't you? I don't know why you would with the controller.
Why would you? Yeah.
It's hard to aim. It's shitty with a. It's hard to aim like that.
I don't care for first person shooters on console.
Oh. I did. That's all I played.
Yeah.
But then once you try it with a mouse, it's just, it's really hard to go back. It's and I tried
point
to go
and
back.
Click on their fucking head. Get a headshot. Like, that's, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. But Paladins is great. I'm glad you're playing Paladins.
Yeah, played it a little. Let's see. Let's talk about Way Out.
No, perfect.
Because I really do want to play this.
Puff Daddy and the Family had an album called No Way Out back in the day.
Word?
Yeah. It had I'll Be Missing You. You may have heard that song.
Oh, yeah.
True story, Notorious B.I.G. died on my birthday.
Oh, yeah, the day you were born?
Not on the actual day, but on March
Maybe
9th.
Maybe you're a reincarnation of...
Of a big, fat, black rapper. Sounds like me.
Yeah.
There it is.
He's a Notorious G.A.Y.
G.A.Y.?
Oh, yeah, No Way Out. Yeah. Oh, that's the one that had Victory on it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, Victory with Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
We got the real out, shit. That's old.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Shit, that's old. I'm old.
Really?
All right, enough of that. Yeah, let's talk about this. I none of us have played it yet.
No.
I really want to.
I really do, too.
Apparently, you don't need, like, to play co-op online. Only one person has to pay for it. That's what this article was about. If one person owns it, they can send an invite to someone else, and that'll give them a link to the PlayStation Store, where they can then download a demo.
Okay.
I'm doing air quotes on a podcast. It's a 6 gigabyte download that allows you to play if someone invites you. You cannot start a game.
And this is crazy because this game is only $30 to begin with.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm buying this.
Yeah.
That seems kind of pricey.
Shut up.
No, it does.
Why?
Because how long is the game?
I don't know.
The thing with it is that you have to play it with somebody.
That's the thing is that it forces you to play with someone else,
yeah.
Which is fine. That's the way the game was built. It's $30, and I don't know how much of how much gameplay there really is there.
I don't know how much gameplay is there, but it actually forcing you to play with somebody else, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
you know, like to actually play a story game with one of your friends or whoever. I really think that's a great idea. I mean, we've gotten so far away from that. Like, couch co-ops, to be honest with you, is non-existent anymore.
Yeah, true.
They're trying to bring them back.
They really should, because I remember so many fun games out there that I play with my buddies. Like, you know, sitting there, I can remember playing on, or either, like, Gears of War. I could play with my buddies all day long.
Oh, yeah, you could do it on the same TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother used to play that at night.
And man, I just remember us getting super trashed, talking so much shit, and then going online and just talking more shit. It's like, but it was a fun game to play with your friends, you know? Yeah. And they've completely gotten away from that.
Halo, I loved playing Halo co-op.
Halo
co-op.
Yeah, so, you know, it's nice that they're getting back to the co-op type of thing where you actually have to play with somebody.
It's just... I just don't know how long the game... Like, if it's, like, a two-hour game, then, to me, $30 is not worth it, or $40, whatever it is not worth it.
It's more than 2 hours.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be something that's going to be like, oh, we can beat this in one
game. Like, I watched some gameplay footage on Kotaku, and it was, like, I don't know, like, a 20-minute video, and it was just them robbing a convenience store, like a gas station. Hmm. And it was, like, they could have gone... It makes you decide beforehand, are you going to do it like the quiet way?
Let me see.
Or are you going to do it guns blazing? And they went in and
so
like,
guns blazing?
No, in the video they did it the quiet way. It was interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, fuck this shit.
They were like, man. They kind of split up and were trying to get people to leave.
Oh, really?
Like, one guy was out front complaining about gas prices, and so one guy walked up and was like, hey, there's a gas station down the street with cheaper gas. You should go there. So the guy's like, oh, cool, thanks for the tip, man, and he took off. And then they go inside, and one guy who's kind of a dick was like talking to a black dude. He's like, you need to leave. You need to get out of here right now. And the guy's like, fucking okay, dude, whatever, and he took off. But then he talked to this other guy, and that guy wouldn't leave. So once they actually started the robbery, he went over and was like, get the fuck down. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Let me see what it is on, because I don't know if there's a physical copy of this or if it's only digital. Mm-hmm. If there is physical, I have that Gamers Club at Best Buy. You can get it for 20% off.
I think it is. There is a physical copy. I think so.
So what's that? $24?
That's not bad. And I just read the reviews and said it's like a brilliant co-op game.
Yeah, like I've heard so many good things about this game when it first like started. You know, its whole campaign. Like, I like co-ops. If you guys don't know, I have a brother, and I play a lot of co-ops with him.
Got a twin brother.
Twin brother, and I played so many games with him.
$24,
dude. That's killer, bro.
Okay, and you got a Best Buy right down the street.
Yeah, that's a killer price. $24.
Need to hit up that Toys R Us too.
Oh, yeah. I think really, just yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Liquidation sales.
I know.
It'd be too soon if I made a joke about the founder dying the week after they announced they were going bankrupt.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, you did. Yeah.
He's 94 years old. Passed away.
I mean, he should have seen it coming, to be honest.
Well,
why? Because he was old.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but he didn't change his whole scheme. Like, he thought that people were always going to come to Toys R Us because...
So they never did, like, an online store kind of...
No, they never did that, but they couldn't... They wouldn't ever fight pricing. Like, so when everybody's doing...
Really?
Lower prices and all this other stuff, like Walmart and Target, Amazon, they thought people were coming to Toys R Us for the experience of being around all these toys. Well... Sorry about you, buddy. Like, I mean, I can go to your store and look and see, like, okay, this is $40 here. Well, let me look on Amazon real quick.
Like,
oh,
as 20 a kid,
bucks? I'm going to go home and just order this
as
shit.
As a kid, I loved going to Toys R Us.
I did, too.
Because you're a fucking kid, and it wasn't Amazon when
but my parents
kid.
Hated taking me to Toys R Us. Right. And so he was trying to appeal to the kids, but I'm sorry, the kids don't have fucking cars.
Yeah.
Parents hated taking kids there because the kids would be like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And it's just like, no, let's get the fuck out of here. You're not getting any of these things. And then the kid's upset and crying. It's like...
it's not a good experience for the parent.
Exactly.
They need to adopt what Best Buy adopted. And that was like price matching.
That was the biggest thing.
Best Buy said that they were tired of people using their store as... the fuck is it? Like a show floor.
It really was.
For other products. Well, I would do it.
Oh, I would too.
I would go in, look at the products, take a look, see what they felt like or looked like or whatever, and then I'd buy it. I'd order it right there in the store on Amazon.
I used to do that with REI, like when I was buying camping or rock climbing gear.
Oh, for sure.
Go in, try on different types of rock climbing shoes, and then just go online and buy them for $20 less.
And now Best Buy does the price matching on anything. So when it's any retailer,
they do match. Do they match Amazon?
Yeah, they'll match Amazon
for real?
Match stuff all the time.
So what? Wow. You just show them like, hey, Amazon's charging this much.
I'll show them that, and it depends on the person that's at the register. Sometimes they'll just take that for what they see, but. Mm-hmm. Some of them will actually do it on the computer. They'll go to Amazon and check. Because it has to be sold and shipped by Amazon.
Right.
It can't be like a third party selling it. So.
Yeah, but most of the time, Amazon's pretty... They're going to be legit with all their stuff. And it's going to be like, oh, this is $20. Like, yep.
And sometimes I'll just do it just because I want it that day.
Yeah.
And I'll just go... Because I have Prime.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can get stuff within 2 days, but if you want it like that day, you just can't wait.
I want it now.
That's exactly how I sound.
I know.
And... You know,
but hey, come on.
You're
man.
More like, hey, man, I want it now, man.
I want it now, eh?
Orale.
Damn.
Andale.
Andale.
I didn't come here today to be. What's that word when you.
Deported?
Get, no. What's that word when you offend someone? What's with a D? Disrespected.
Disrespected.
Dissed.
Or dissed. Or deported.
You dissing me, man?
Continue on.
What were we talking about? Toys R Us?
Toys R Us and A Way Out. But they both need some.
Where a niño can be a niño.
They both have a way out.
They both have a way out.
Oh, did you see that petition that they fucking made for Toys R Us to bring it back?
Oh, they just want to bring back the brand.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so I read the article on
it. Like the $200 million they raised in like 2 days or something?
Why?
Yeah,
because they don't want the Toys R Us brand to
actually
go away.
Because nostalgia? Because people are stupid for nostalgia?
Yeah. KB Toys was fucking nostalgia. That's,
KB Toys is talking about making a comeback now that Toys R Us is going out of business. Like, what?
But they
failed. Your competitor is failing. Why would you think that a comeback is a good idea?
But they need to stay up with the times. Like I said, the biggest thing is like if you're not gonna make it a competitive environment, like there's just no way you're gonna survive.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
Price matching. Not everyone's gonna come in and say, "Hey, it's cheaper here."
Yeah.
A lot of people are gonna go in and just pay what they would pay anyway.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, there's plenty of times where I'd seriously go to Best Buy and be like. okay, I just want to try this out. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, what else? Yeah. You're not going to pay that high price.
No, heck no. The only time that I used to go to Best Buy that I knew I was going to get a deal is when there was an open box item.
Like, I've never really bought anything open box. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, my brother, obviously, the Sonos stereo system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bought the soundbar open box, and dude, that Sonos stereo system is legit. It's really nice, yeah.
So you know, is there not like any defects to them or?
No, it's just somebody probably opened it or, you know, the box got opened in the back or whatever. But they still give you like some type of warranty. So like if there's something like legit wrong with it, you know, it's like, oh, somebody opened this or, you know, the box was tore. You take it home, you open it and be like, the thing's not fucking working. They're like, oh, okay, we'll just bring it back and we'll exchange it for you. You know, it's like whatever.
Damn.
So it is. It's pretty nice, you know. Yes. Usually, like especially for something that expensive, they'll knock off like $100, you know, and you're like, wow, it's worth
That's
it.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So sweet. I've done it several times before. It's worked well for me. Yeah. Obviously, I haven't had a bad experience with it, but I'm pretty sure there are people that take it home and be like, oh, this is gonna be the best thing. It's fucking broken. There's a big crack in my TV.
Right.
Well, yeah. Sorry about that.
Whoops.
Well, the way out, I can get it for $24. I don't know.
Okay,
it's not a bad deal.
That is not a bad deal.
Yeah, but are you ever gonna play it with anybody?
That's the thing.
Not just with me, but with anybody.
That's the thing. It's
because getting you to play anything online is like pulling teeth, man.
Here's the thing: is that I play games, but I play them real late at night.
Well, you're always like, okay, I'll be on at 11, and then at midnight you get on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always like what he says, add 60 minutes to it, and that's when he'll actually be on.
Dude, I'd totally be down for that.
Yeah, because I wait for my wife to go to sleep, and then I start playing.
No, I'm down for late-night playing, but now you're starting a new shift at 5 a.m.
I mean, we could play at 4.
Here. Okay, that's fair.
An hour before I go to bed.
Here's some melatonin in your drink. No big deal. You'll be asleep in an hour later. Right. Oh, you're asleep sooner? Cool.
Damn.
Yeah. I'd be down to play with you.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to get it. So, yeah. And like I said, I'll play.
I'm going to have to get PlayStation Plus regardless. So
yeah. Like, there's so many good games out there that you can actually like play with just friends or whatever. That it is worth it. It really is.
I mean, I already pay for Xbox Live, and that's why I'm like, I don't want to pay for two fucking services.
I pay for both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to pay for both when I had my Xbox.
I'm
going to
break down and do it.
Oh, you know, and it's crazy because, like, especially, like, now that you guys know that Super Smash Brothers is coming out, dude, their whole idea behind the Switch only paying, what is it, like, $20 a year for their online, I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And that
it's a garbage service, though.
It's going to be garbage It's going to be garbage for a little bit.
The people who do it, though, hopefully they'll invest that money into infrastructure.
Well, maybe, because to like do voice chat in like Splatoon, you have to download an app on your fucking phone.
Oh, that's right.
Invite your friends through that to play with
them. Just use Discord, for fuck's sake. Like, if you have to use another app anyway, just use Discord.
Yeah.
Discord's awesome.
Well, that's also to invite them to your game.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
It's kind of dumb.
I do like the more stuff that they do with
like I've got the Xbox app on my phone and the PlayStation Network app on my phone, so I can like jump on and voice chat with my friends while they're playing if I'm not even at home already.
Yeah.
So I don't think that being required to do that on Switch is that big a deal because I already do that sometimes.
But that's the only way. That's the thing. Yeah. Well, on PlayStation, you can just hop on your PlayStation.
Right, just plug your headphones into your controller and go.
Yeah, but you have so many other issues with that, too, where your connection doesn't work very well. And then you have, like, that whole fiasco where you're trying to talk to somebody, and you're like, like, dude, what are you doing?
Right. My roommate, when he's fucking, oh, my God. Every time, like, I'll jump into the party, and everyone who talks echoes.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, Josh is playing.
Yep.
Like, oh, is Josh on? Oh, yes, yeah, so he's part of the party.
Yeah.
And my, then I hear me go, oh, yeah, he's part of the party.
Mine is when I hear people and their smoke alarms. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Dude. Beep. Yep. Fix your fucking smoke alarm.
That's all.
Where do you live? I'll come to your house and take your fucking phone.
Or they've got the audio coming out of their TV instead of their headphones, or they're playing music. Or one time I was playing Call of Duty, and there was somebody seriously at a, I heard people singing Happy Birthday in the background. He was at a birthday party playing Call of Duty, but instead of participating in this birthday party, he wasn't there singing happy birthday to whoever's birthday it was.
He's playing, playing Call of Duty.
He's playing Call of Duty in the same fucking room as this birthday party.
And what's wrong with that?
Maybe he was the one that he was the birthday boy. And he's like, I don't want you guys here.
Yeah.
Go home.
Right? And they just gather around and sing happy birthday.
He has his mic on and everything. God, these people just won't leave me the fuck alone.
Right? He's talking to the gamers like, fuck, yeah, it's my birthday. I don't give a fuck.
Isn't that dude that trolls people on
37 for
online games
sake.
By eating chips? It's usually like Call of Duty.
Jesus Christ.
God, oh my God.
He has like this crisp sounding like microphone, and he'll just like...
just ASMR, but eating chips.
I was playing Fortnite with this girl the other day, and she kept freaking eating, and I was like, you know what? I'm done. Like, I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
Was this one you knew?
It was one of my friends, and it was her friend, and I was just like, I'm
friend
fucking
of a
done.
Friend, yeah.
Were you in a party together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I was like, because on Fortnite, they have to like physically like press a button to talk.
No, yeah. So
in Fortnite.
Yeah. No, we were in a party chat, and I was like, fuck this. I'm out of here. I can't do it anymore.
Imagine how greasy that controller is after all that.
That's like one of my biggest pet peeves is when people are
maybe someone's sitting there feeding her chips while she plays.
Oh, you almost got first place. Here you go.
Here's some fucking chips.
This is why like I have a hard time playing with my nephews is because they always just invite random fucking 10-year-olds into the group. And then those kids, either they're just singing to Justin Bieber while playing or they're
like people the N-word.
Just fucking obnoxious. Oh,
that drives me nuts. I played a lot of 2K, and I just...
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand it.
There was
cannot
one time...
Cannot stand it.
I was playing Titanfall 2 with my nephew, and he invited this little kid to play with us. And I just... I ended up muting that kid and then talking shit about him. I was like...
Who the fuck is this guy?
Right? I was like, Austin, I know your friend can hear me. He's really fucking annoying. I muted him. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I don't know if his feelings are hurt or not. I can't tell because he's muted. Don't care.
Why does your nephew hang out with 10-year-olds?
Because he's 10.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Well, stop playing with 10-year-olds.
He wants to be the one that's always getting the most points or the most kills.
Yeah. Right?
Like, dude, you see how good I am?
He's like, yo, Uncle Chester.
Does he really talk like that?
No.
No. Kind of tight.
That'd be
black
classic.
Nephew?
Yeah. Yo, what up, Chester?
Yo, what up, Uncle Chester?
Yo, what up, nephew?
What up, cuh?
Nah, man. I just I can't do it. I don't want to play video games with kids.
Yeah.
I'm so over that. Between 2K and like some of these other games, just hearing kids just I can't do it. Overwatch, especially. God, Overwatch.
I haven't seen that in not on Overwatch. Not on PC at least. I can imagine on PlayStation or on Xbox.
Oh, yeah, it's on PlayStation for sure. Yeah.
Xbox always has
that. That shit on League of Legends would annoy the fuck out of me.
Well, they can't talk to you.
They can type, though.
Oh, but you can disable chat.
You can turn that off. Yeah. So they can type all they want. You know, I actually got into a fight with a guy on 2K once, and I...
Physical
fight? No, I wish. I wish. But he was talking all kinds of shit, and I'm just like, dude, that's just a fucking game. Like, it's whatever. Right. And he just kept running his mouth, and I was like, you know what? I got my stereo right here, and I just put my headset right next to it, and I played Infinite Annihilator, some just heavy rock music, and the guy just started like, I could see the mic going off, and just, I'm not listening to you, bro.
Hey, man, turn your fucking music off, man. Hey, man. Like, can't hear you.
No, and it was like, whatever, dude, I don't fucking care. You can cry all you want.
Right.
Bitches.
Yeah. Exactly. Thirsty bitches.
Thirsty ass bitches.
Speaking of.
Right?
Well, you should have done like 6 beers during this podcast.
I've had 3 beers and 1 giant ass twisted tea. Well, I just cracked my 3rd beer. But to be fair, this stone, it's called Laurel and Dr. Rudy's Inevitable Adventure Double IPA.
Huh.
9% alcohol.
That has a cool name. What is it? What was it? Did it taste good?
I'm feeling loose now, boys. It was good. You want to taste it?
Do you want to taste it?
No. Just drink the fucking foam.
For some reason, it doesn't taste like grapes, but every time I take a drink, I would think of grapes.
Really?
Don't have any idea why. So maybe something about it was grape-like.
What is that one? It looks like a nug on the front.
That's a hop. Hops. I don't know. Is the singular for hops hop?
Hop.
Or is it hops? Is it still hops?
I think it's just
hop. I got mad hops, bro.
I don't, yeah.
Well-played IPA, or well-played red IPA from Left Hand Brewing. It's seasonal. Not sure why.
That is a left hand, actually. If you put your hand against that, you'll notice that
hot five.
It matches.
It depends on it, whether it's
perspective.
My left or stage left.
To your left.
But I can high five it with my left hand.
Yeah.
High five.
Damn, drinking these beers makes me want to eat some poutine from Four Peaks.
Poutine?
Yeah. Poutine.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Oh, the green chili poutine, dude.
Is it green chili? Do they have multiple?
They have green chili poutine at Four Peaks. It's pulled pork with green chili, but
oh no, the one I had
didn't
have
brown
that.
Gravy and French fries with cheese curds, dude. It's fucking amazing.
It is really good.
Yeah. So growing up in Indiana, being close to Canada, you know, being able to go up there, and one of our Canadian friends like, "Let's go!" Like, and then you have it there, and you're like, "Damn, this is really good."
A little too quick on the volume control there. Start playing us out here.
Oh, okay.
Unless, I mean, you guys have more to talk about?
No, please tell me when we've warmed our welcome.
Because we can talk about game developers want to unionize, and I think that's a great fucking idea.
Yeah.
Because video game developers get just fucking raped by these companies.
They do. I mean, they're working how many hours developing a game, and then when it crashes, then they ask you to come in, and they're like, hey, I want you to be here all fucking night until this game's back up.
And they have no say in, like, loot boxes.
Here, this paragraph right here. In 2016, according to SEC filings, Activision / Blizzard CEO made $33 million in salary.
Wow.
He made $33 million in a salary that year. In February the next year, despite surpassing revenue targets, they laid off hundreds of people.
Wow.
Yeah. Just like, hey, we're making tons of money. You're all fired. Who's keeping that money?
I don't see what's
this
wrong with
guy.
That. They're not developing games, though. What are they developing? Activision Blizzard hasn't really developed much, especially on the Blizzard side.
They laid off hundreds of workers at Infinity Ward, Beanox, and other internal studios.
Yeah, look at the last thing Beanox put out.
And Infinity Ward, I mean, there's really one major game that they put out. And
well, why not put them to work?
It's the same.
They could,
it's
but what if you already have all your resources shifted to...
It's the same game every time.
The other teams.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Which is it not even... Oh, this isn't even the new one. That's
2012, and they ported it to Xbox in 2014. Oh, that was the Wii U version.
So
yeah, there's a winner.
So it's not even a new game.
No.
Well, because they were shut down in 2017... But I guess they hadn't done shit in 3 years.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're getting paid for 3 years. Shit.
I'm sure they help with certain side projects, but...
Right, but I mean, it's not their fault they hadn't done shit.
No, it's not. It's not, but at the same time, I mean, I especially in that industry, I think if you're a developer, you pretty much need to know when your time is to go. Unless you're working on, like, Overwatch or...
Infinity Ward had
Warcraft
just done...
Dumb.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
That's all they do, though.
Yeah.
Call of Duty games.
How many Call of Duty games are out there? Like
one
you
every
could,
year.
Yeah, so it's like...
Two? Is it more than two?
No, it's one
every
year. And it's
different
and it's
studios.
Not, yeah,
it's different
studios.
Every year. It bounces.
Yeah, so it's Infinity Ward and Treyarch?
Treyarch, yeah.
Yeah, and they bounce them every year.
Yeah.
They're back and forth.
But nonetheless, like I think it's a good idea to unionize that industry because they get... They work like 60 hour weeks, but they don't get paid overtime. Like they just get crazy fucking conditions. And I think it's a good idea.
I agree. Especially when they put it, like when you get brand new games that are put out and you're spending your whole entire day there just making sure that the shit doesn't crash.
Yeah.
And then you have people like servers always down. It's terrible.
Then you get death threats for loot boxes like the Battlefront 2. None of the developers had any input on those loot crates. That was all EA and above.
Really? Wow.
They made the game and they're like, okay, now implement this shit into that game.
And that's probably why that game is trash.
It's like it wasn't made from the ground up with it. So
it is. Well, I haven't played it. I have it. Because when I bought my PS4.
Oh, that's right. You got it for free, right?
I got it for free. I haven't even taken it out of the plastic. Because I was so excited to play Horizon Zero Dawn.
You could trade that in at Best Buy and
buy. Do you care if I lend that to Ryan? Ryan wanted to play it.
I do care.
Okay, and sorry, Ryan. I know
and
you
no,
don't.
Ryan, you cannot borrow.
Ryan, I know you don't listen to the podcast that you're a part of. But Mark said, "Fuck you."
Yeah, no, I don't care. Yeah.
Eat a dick.
I did say that. I didn't say he couldn't borrow. He could.
He can borrow it, but also eat a dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both two in one.
So Indiana Jones 5. That's a thing.
No.
They started filming.
Why?
No, they're starting filming next year.
Why?
It's slated for release on July 10th of 2020.
Why? I'm going to ask that question so many times.
Like, Harrison Ford is 77. He'll be 80 when this movie comes out.
Sweet. So what is he going to be doing?
Question is, why?
Riding his wheelchair around, his little scooter.
Right?
Like, I'm going to go get this treasure.
So
right. How are you going to get there?
Like, they're saying it suggests a setting in the late 60s or early 70s based on his age. Mm. Did they have motorized scooters in the 70s? I don't think they did.
Wheelchairs, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Maybe we'll have a blanket draped over his legs.
Did you watch Silver Bullet?
It belonged in a museum!
So do you!
Yeah, literally.
No, they're...
Did they just beep?
There you go.
We'll throw that in there.
There should be no reason that they're doing this. The last one was awful.
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah. It was awful.
But I think...
It almost ruined the three earlier ones. But we're like, oh, okay.
No.
We're just going to throw this in here.
They
nuked
the fridge. That's the new term for jumping the shark is nuking the fridge.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
It was a bad... Yeah. And I hadn't even seen it.
No, he survived a nuclear blast by hiding in a fridge. You haven't seen it? You legit haven't seen it?
I just saw the reviews.
You have to, man. That's a must-see. It's an American classic.
I've seen the first three, and I don't want to taint my experience.
No, it totally will.
By watching
I think I saw it in theaters, and I was like, God. I left there, and I was just like...
So dumb.
God, so dumb.
That scene where Shia LaBeouf is being carried through the jungle by monkeys.
Oh, my God. Just like...
There's sword fighting. It's a high-speed car chase through the jungle on jeeps. And there's people standing in the back of these jeeps sword fighting as the jeeps drive side by side through this freeway-sized path in the jungle. Shia LaBeouf gets knocked off the jeep, and then monkeys carry him through the jungle to catch up with the jeeps that are speeding through this freeway-sized path.
Are they, like, swinging through
path.
Fucking vines and shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight, actually.
You need to see the movie, dude.
I picture, like, because Louis just, like...
It's great for a laugh.
Yeah, but I don't want to taint my experience.
I wouldn't.
I don't want to watch the new Jumanji because I don't want to taint my fucking experience.
You know, I want to see that. And I actually do want to see it.
And that's crazy because, like, it got such good reviews.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it really did. Huh. And it's because it went away from what Jumanji was. Like, yeah, it's a video game, and you get sucked into this video game, but it has nothing to really do with the original Jumanji.
So they're not remaking the original
one?
Oh, no. Maybe I will watch it then.
No, so
I
thought
they were remaking the original one. I was like, you can't really remake that.
No, it's kind of like...
Actually funny because they did kind of make a remake, which is Zenthura. I don't know if you guys ever seen it.
Mm-mm. I've heard of it.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It really is, yeah. Dak Shepard?
Oh, Dak Shepard.
Yeah, Dak Shepard. He's like, it's done in space.
Well, that was actually the same author who wrote and illustrated Jumanji wrote another book that was essentially a sequel.
Oh, really?
But it was about a space game.
Oh, yeah, so it may have been Zanthura.
And they made a movie out of that, Zanthura, starring Dak Shepard. So that was based off the book by the same guy who wrote Jumanji.
Yeah.
The book didn't need to be made, honestly, and neither did the movie.
But it was a good time. Like, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but if you put the two side by side, Jumanji is amazing.
The new style of remaking things.
Yeah.
Like 21 Jump Street and Baywatch.
Oh.
Of taking the bare bones and then making something totally different. I actually kind of like that. I think you could come up with a different name for it.
Yeah.
Instead of calling it 21 Jump Street, but then that wouldn't necessarily appeal to people.
Well, it's like this this whole thing now that they have going on where women, and I'm not talking shit about women, not by any means.
I am.
But
women suck. But,
you ain't wrong.
But when it comes to them making the Ocean's 11, and they're making what, Ocean's 8 or some.
Are they really making a new one?
Yeah.
They're doing a prequel?
It's all women. It's an all women cast.
I'm not watching that.
It just sounds like trash. Yeah. Like it's just.
I like the new Ghostbusters.
No, hell no, bro.
Like, I like the new Ghostbusters.
They guy bashed that whole entire movie.
I don't care.
Well, I don't care either. But it's like, why?
This is their time now.
Oh, is it? Is it? Women's rights. Don't fight me on this one.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do it. It's just,
yeah.
Why overdo, like, okay, Ghostbusters was already amazing. Why are you going to remake something with just women so people will watch it?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you make something new? Like, you have to put Ghostbusters in there. You have to make it exactly the same, just women, like an all-women cast.
Well, I mean, it's a fun concept.
Wait, is it the exact same story?
Yeah, it's like it's Ghostbusters. They're fighting ghosts, and it's just an all women's cast.
Oh, I thought it was the exact same story, like same plot.
No,
but just with women.
No,
oh,
it's similar in a lot of ways.
It's very similar.
Is Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in there?
No.
Chris
Hemsworth is in there. He's pretty
funny. I don't give a shit.
He's pretty funny.
Marshmallow Man's not in there. That's my favorite
beautiful
villain of all time.
No, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, to me, villain. To me, it's so dumb that you're coming out with these all-women remakes.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Why don't you just think
you should make Charlie's Angels with all dudes.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't want to see that.
No?
No.
You don't want to see Moulin Rouge with all men?
Charlene's Angels?
Yeah. Charles's Angels? Let's get Charles on here.
You said Moulin Rouge with all men, and I thought of Disney's Mulan. And I was like, that is all men. What are you talking about? Like, I was so confused for a second.
No, Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Now I want to see a crossover.
Moulin Rouge.
A
and
mashup. Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. That'd be perfect.
Right? I mean, it's a classic Moulin Rouge. Women dressed up as a man.
You're dumb.
Classic Moulin Rouge. Ladybugs? I guess it's a reverse Ladybugs, isn't it? Wasn't that a dude pretending to be a girl?
In a soccer team.
On a soccer team?
Yep.
Oh, the movie Ladybug.
Yep.
That's an old ass fucking movie. That's like Ernest Goes to Camp old.
Yeah, because
classic.
What was his name? Rodney Dangerfield, right?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Didn't he make Ernest
That's
Goes
my
to
dad.
Heaven?
Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
No. Did you watch Grover Dangerfield?
Wasn't that the one about
cartoon?
The dog?
With the dog?
Yeah. The dog with the necktie?
Yeah.
Didn't get no respect. I remember.
Grover Dangerfield. Grover Dangerfield or something.
Well, let's see here. We're at an hour and 15 minutes. I don't know how much of this is actually before we started, but you guys want to go for 2 hours? What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I want to take a piss.
I'm out of things to talk about, except Spielberg thinks that Netflix movies should not be eligible for Oscars.
I think he's full of shit.
Yeah.
He says they should only be eligible for Emmys, like made-for-TV movies.
Nope.
No. He's full of shit because those are full-blown productions.
I think he is scared, is what I think.
Yeah. Well, he also doesn't have a chance because he's not going to release a movie on Netflix or Hulu. Or he's not going to do that. He wants to get box office
He's too
money.
Proud.
He is.
Yeah, because
he's an original filmmaker from back in the day.
Right, he's old school.
Things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed.
Right, like the Indiana Jones franchise.
Yeah.
For instance.
But when you put out movies like that, like, I mean, there's some movies that he's put out that have just been trash. Like, I'm not going to.
Jones, for instance.
Yeah. And it's
E.T.,
just,
for instance.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Oh, wow. We're just throwing everything out there.
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
Blade Runner.
But it's just like one of those things. Like, why are you going to complain about something when you have like these low budget companies coming out with wonderful movies on Netflix?
I mean, honestly,
a lot of these aren't really that low budget, too. A lot of these are full blown. Like, Netflix is paying them millions of dollars to produce these films.
Like you said, with Bright earlier, when you were saying it. Like, Bright was a lot of money. They spent a lot of money on it, and it was, you know, it's good. It was a good movie. It wasn't terrible.
No.
But you have some of these other ones that, they're they're out there. They're going to spend some money on it. Yeah. But you have some low budget ones that are like, man, this isn't bad.
Well, Ready Player One is coming out next week.
I'm going to go see it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
That's already out?
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next
shit.
Week. Yeah.
What came out this week? There was something that I wanted to see. let's go to Fandango.com real quick while the fans twiddle their thumbs.
Oh, Pacific Rim.
Oh, my dad saw that. He said it was okay, but I wouldn't take that.
Everybody has been bashing on that one pretty good.
Have they?
Yeah, it's a...
It doesn't surprise me.
It's... Like you
it's
got,
a, it's
you,
a Transformers movie.
You got rid of it, all the cast, and you're starting over from scratch. And it's not.
What's supposed to be like 20 years later or something?
Yeah, something like that. But it's still not. It's like. It just.
It's because the original cast was like, yeah, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
You can't pay us enough.
But it, I mean, like, the first one was a good movie, but like this one.
It was fun. I mean, it was cheesy.
Yeah.
It's a giant robot movie versus giant aliens.
Yeah.
Did Jessica Jones season 2 already come out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta watch that.
I will weigh in. Actually, I forgot to bring that up earlier. Not as good as season 1. It's still worth a see.
Is it as bad as Iron Fist?
Nothing is as bad as Iron Fist.
That's a lie. There's a lot of things that are...
I can tell you right now, I honestly like couldn't get...
I was Iron Fisted after that movie. It was awful.
Have you been serious?
No, I've been Silicone Fisted.
That actually sounds pleasurable, though.
Not nearly as bad. I don't think it does at all.
Okay, well, if you had to be fisted, would you rather be fisted by a silicone fist or an iron fucking fist?
Are they the same size?
Yes.
Well, dude, silicone. Is that really going to matter what
the
size
iron,
it is?
Like, iron's going to be cold, man.
Well, it's also going to
pass.
Okay, well, the iron one also has ridges on it. It's ribbed.
It's ribbed for his pleasure.
The silicone one isn't, and it's lubricated.
Iron, then. Let's go.
And the iron one has spikes. And AIDS.
Sweeter.
And AIDS.
Oh, sweeten the deal.
Wait, so it wasn't as great as the first one?
I'm not losing out there. I already got AIDS.
I'm
so
sorry.
I'm go.
The villain, Kilgrave, terrible name, but one of the greatest villains of all time.
He's a scary villain because, yeah.
He's charismatic as shit. Yeah. I mean, I love David Tennant. He was the 10th Doctor, and I fucking am a huge fan.
Oh, fucking spoiler alert, thanks. I'm on the 9th season of it.
You're still on the 9th Doctor? The 9th season? Ew, I got bad news for you, buddy. 9th season is probably only the 3rd Doctor.
The
show's over 50 years old.
Oh, is it?
Yes. It's not a Doctor per season. In fact, one of the Doctors did like 8 seasons. Spoilers. Charismatic as hell, but scary fucking ability. Yeah. Like, he was such a sociopath. He made a dude fucking stick his husband's limbs down a garbage disposal. Just like straight up.
And the way his delivery is what makes it scary.
Yeah.
You're going to be quiet. And they just shut up.
Yeah. No, he was scary as fuck. Yeah. He does have a tiny little role as kind of a projection that Jessica Jones has. It's like in 2 episodes, he shows up in her mind and she like talks to him and he's trying to convince her that she should kill people. And she's like, nah, fam, I ain't about that life.
She says it in those words exactly. Yeah. I may go back and watch that. There's a couple things. I want to watch that, and I want to watch the Cloverfield Paradox.
It's worth a watch because they're going to do a season 3.
Is it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Really? I didn't hear good things.
You know, and it's like those people that say, like, okay, I watched it, and I didn't really care for it. Most of them haven't even watched the first one.
Yeah, like when the first one came out, I was all about Cloverfield. Like, I did the online like research to find like the fucking Slusho Corporation and all that shit.
Yeah. I have not seen the original. I saw the John Goodman one.
I actually liked that one, too. I know a lot of people hated that
one. I liked it
a
lot.
Yeah, so, like,
John Goodman's fucking terrifying.
Dude, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about, so, Ryan and I talked about this. Like, you see somebody who has, like, that really funny, charismatic, always, all the time. Like, he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And then you see him in, like, a super serious, you're like, damn, he's fucking huge, and he's scary.
He's terrifying, yeah. Can you imagine that guy, like... towering over you and screaming at you to do something, I'd be like, all right, dude, I'll do whatever you fucking tell me to do. Like,
yeah,
just stop.
No, but yeah. I really liked it. I know it's a prequel to the whole story, kind of. But it
oh, is it before the events of the original Cloverfield?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. I just saw the name. I haven't looked into any of the synopsis.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like it leads up. It basically explains what happens. Why?
Good.
Why the aliens are there on planet Earth?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I mean, the visual aspect. There are some pretty cool, like, visual yeah. aspects of it. But you know, it's just one of those things. Like, people go into these movies wanting to like. I don't know what happened. Well, it's because you didn't watch the other
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
All right. I'm going to play this out for real this time.
All right.
Ryan's much smoother with that volume control. I'm just like, Gert, it's on.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it up to whatever this number is.
Yeah. There's no numbers.
Oh, well, it's just all. It's all.
Notches.
It's just little dots.
Oh.
How am I supposed to know if this is a second dot, a four?
Well, because min-max lets you know what's minimum to maximum.
Well, Ryan can't see that far, so he just knows by feel.
He's just sat. I bet he sat here and practiced for hours when no one was around and was just like, just closed his eyes and just felt it.
He used the force?
Yeah.
Did you find out what episode this was?
This was episode 24.
Oh, perfect.
And we are, you guys are no fun. I guess we should plug ourselves or something.
Oh, yeah.
Go to nofunshow.com and leave comments or go to Facebook. Find us at the No Fun Show or on Twitter at the No Fun Show and leave comments. I love talking to our fans. There's only one, Kay Center, who actually talks to me. And I play video games online with him. So you could be as cool as K-Center.
There you go. Perfect.
And play video games with the one and only Chester.
Pass.
Yeah, pass. Hard pass.
Come on, guys.
I already see it. He's over here. You know what? I'll be on at 11. Not going to play with him tonight.
Right? Oh, yeah. Totally. We'll play at 11. This fucking idiot. Psych.
Right.
Anyway, we are, you guys are no fun. Episode 24, I'm Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Mark.
Bye.
See ya.